Dress and look nice.
Now, something that you carry your money in would be a
purse.
And one of these would be called a
wristwatch.
And well, yeah, this one. And then just one that doesn't have
wristband.
Yeah. And what about just something just for an ornament that a woman would wear around her wrist, just to look pretty, she'd wear a.
I guess it'd just be a wristband, wouldn't it?
And what about bracelet?
Oh, a bracelet.
Did they have those sometimes?
Well, sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't. I didn't ever fancy nothing like
that. You did. And what about around their necks?
Beads and necklace. We had my husband before we married bought me a watch with a chain.
Oh.
Little bitty watch, you know, chain.
And, what would men wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Oh.
Some of them call them galluses.
Oh, they did, yeah. But that'd be just the same.
Yeah.
And what about to hold over your head when it rains?
You'd have parasol.
And did they ever have another name for that?
Umbrella.
Uh-huh. And, now if you were making up a bed, the top, the fancy thing that you put on the top, you call that a...
Bedspread.
Now, in the old days, what would you call it?
Candy pen.
Ah, that's what I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We used to have pillar shams, we called it, to put over our pillars, you know.
Oh, you did.
Had big square pillars like that.
Oh, you did.
And then put fancy things over the pillars.
Uh-huh.
We called them pillar shams.
Oh, I never thought of. Well, did you ever see a big, long pillow that went...
Bolster.
Oh, yeah. They had those. Mm-hmm. What about those things that you put on the bed to keep you warm? They'd be made with patchwork. It'd be lined...
Quilts?
Yeah. They had...
No, and I bet I've made 100.
You don't mean it. Have you really? You don't have...
I bet I've helped make that many.
Oh.
No.
That's just great.
And of course, I had to help all my girls make quilts for self, you know.
Yeah.
And I give them all lots of quilts, and the boys too. When we had two boys, but when they married, I give them two quilts apiece and two pillars and a double blanket.
Uh-huh.
And the girls all had. I helped them make 7 or 8 apiece, you know.
Oh, you did. They still know how?
Yeah, they still know how, but they ain't never made none. Some of them ain't made none since they married.
They
wore out the ones I give them. And they just use blankets now and electric blankets, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bedspreads and things like that. They don't make quilts anymore like we used to.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about when you made a place on the floor for
padded
kids? Yeah.
Lord, we used to love to sleep on a pallet.
Oh,
in the,
you did.
In the summertime.
Uh-huh.
Make a pallet down in the door, you know, and lay down.
Uh-huh. Well, now, talking about different kinds of land, for example, that you might be familiar with, having worked with farming. Now, if you were talking about land that'll just grow most anything, you know, you'd say, boy, that land is really...
No cotton, corn, hay, peanuts,
anything.
Sorghum, anything.
The kind of land that'll grow anything. If you were describing that kind of land, you'd say that soil, you might say, well, now we expect a big crop from that field because that soil's really...
Mm-hmm. Good
really? Would you ever call it fertile?
Yeah.
We did
have to put fertilizer under nothing, no, just our gardens.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But we did have to put fertilizer under our gardens. And